I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. Spring is definitely in the air, and vocal ensemble Vox Resonant will celebrate with a performance called Springtime in Paris this Saturday evening, May 10th, at Central Lutheran Church in Eugene. The concert will include French songs that celebrate spring, nature, and love from the Middle Ages and the early Renaissance periods. Vox Resonant joins us live in the Selco Performance Hall of the KLCC studios, including founder and director Eric Menzel, along with vocalists Heather Holmquist, Emily Hopkins, and Ryan Dixon. They're joined by David Rogers on lute, Laura Czar on harp, and Adam Dunson on percussion. Thanks for coming in.
Pleasure to be here.
Ah, Paris in the spring. I wasn't there in the 14th century, Eric. What was it like back then culturally?
Well, it was a very exciting cosmopolitan place. It was one of the few university cities in Europe. The Paris University is still in existence today, called the Sorbonne. But it goes back to the Middle Ages. And it was a place that attracted intellectuals from all over Europe. The university was very closely associated with the church, as just about everything was. So you had these hordes of young men coming to study at the university to perhaps become priests or monks or perhaps not. It was sort of the way to education in the Middle Ages. And you had a big outpouring of music, both intellectual, because these were the kind of smart guys of the age, and also for entertainment. One of the things that people loved to do back then was dance in the streets. In fact, there are a lot of accounts of festivals where people basically line danced through the streets of Paris for hours, and they would dance to songs. And some of those songs we have today, or we have songs that are kind of based on that style today. And on the other hand, you had very intellectual compositions coming out of people who were very involved with church and church music. So it's a wide variety.
A very eclectic repertoire of the time. So,
and they love to talk about spring. Spring comes up a remarkable amount in this repertoire. Also, bird songs. There is a whole genre of piece that just contains bird songs. Talking about spring, love, bird songs, those are the big themes of the music of this time.
And appropriate for our moment now.
Yes, indeed.
So introduce the first piece to us, if you will.
Well, first we're going to hear one of those songs that basically has its root in dance music, and I think you can hear that right away. It's called Je vois le bon temps venir, and it's kind of, to paraphrase it, is to say, let the good times roll, it's spring, the weather's beautiful, and it's time for love. Thank you.
Vox Resonaut live in the KLCC studios and live this Saturday evening at the Central Lutheran Church in Eugene with Springtime in Paris, bringing songs from the Middle Ages and the early Renaissance period from France to Eugene. Well, Eric, this is a somewhat unusual performance for Vox Resonaut in that it's not just a vocal ensemble this time around. There's instrumental accompaniment as well. So first tell me about that choice that you made in bringing a different form of the ensemble for this performance.
Well, yeah, it's true. We are really known for, I think, a particular kind of vocal ensemble sound. We're an ensemble normally of vocal soloists. So rather than a choir, we have solo-trained voices singing in small groups for ensemble music. But there's a whole other aspect to music making in the Middle Ages and Renaissance. And I felt like it's a nice opportunity to bring that aspect of society also to our listeners. A lot of the music, or most of the music we've done in the past, has been sacred music, church music. This is all secular music, music of the court and of the court and the tavern, you could say, and the streets. So it's just an opportunity for us to kind of complete the picture of life in the Middle Ages and Renaissance.
And the instruments in play here are all of the period. In a way, David, on the lute there is a predecessor of the guitar in a certain form. Is that correct?
Yes, the lute derives from the Arabic instrument, which still exists today, the oud. They're practically the same thing. And so it has a kind of a different historical track that it developed on. And the lute was the most important instrument. Well, maybe I shouldn't say that. I'll get in trouble. But a very important instrument for hundreds and hundreds of years. It almost had the role that the piano took in modern society. Everyone had one, and everyone could sort of play around on it at least a little bit.
That bent neck on the lute looks rather like what the airlines do to guitars now, but that was intentional. And the harp that Laura is on is also a different kind of harp than we generally see in the modern day. Talk about that for a moment.
Well, I think the history of the harp has been one of getting bigger and bigger throughout the years. So, you know, the earlier harps were quite small, held on the lap, derived from various other kinds of small stringed instruments like the lyre, for example. So in the Middle Ages, the harp was still quite small. It would be sitting on the lap or maybe sitting on the floor and played sitting down.
And Adam on percussion is playing things over there that have a relationship, it seems, to the Irish boron or other similar instruments. Is that the truth?
Yes. I mean, the boron is one of a long line of what we call hand drums, drums which are held in the hand and played with the hands or sometimes with sticks. The tambourine comes to mind. It's a type of hand drum also. And these exist in practically every culture that you can think of.
And how will the vocal ensemble be different than the one we're hearing today in terms of number of voices?
Well, we actually have eight singers altogether. So we have three singers in the studio today. But all the pieces we're doing call for small combinations that we take from those eight singers. So some of the pieces are just two singers. Some of them are three singers. Some are two singers and two instruments, as we have today, and or two singers and three instruments. So all possible combinations.
Vox Resonaut live in the KLCC studios, live this Saturday evening, May 10th at Central Lutheran Church in Eugene with Springtime in Paris. Introduce the second song to us, if you would.
Well, the second song comes from a very different musical tradition, you could say. You know, I talked about Paris as being a real hotbed of intellectual activity. And one of the things that was developing, especially in France during this period, was musical notation. It's kind of incredible to think about it, but clear musical notation, which would preserve music in a book and anybody could pick it up and read it, had only been around for a couple of hundred years. So they were really still developing the possibilities of musical notation. And in around 1340, a composer and a theorist, so somebody who wrote about music, named Philippe de Vitry, wrote a book called Ars Nova, which means the new art. And what he was doing was introducing new ways of notating music that would allow you to write much more complex rhythms than you ever could write before. And composers at this period, some of them really took that idea and ran with it and wrote music that where every part is dividing the beat in all different ways at different times. You have five notes to the beat, six notes, three notes, two notes. They're all juxtaposed in all kinds of wild and crazy ways to the point that sometimes you really would be hard put to figure out what the beat is. You know, try tapping your toes to this number. It's quite a challenge. This is Médéfu, and it's an anonymous composition from the 14th century that talks about Medea and how true she was to her love, Jason, because she abandoned everything, even the kingdom that she would have inherited, and followed him to be with him. And then he says at the end, "But my lady is not nearly as true as that."
Vox Resonaut live in trio form on that song in the Selco Performance Hall at KLCC, live at the Central Lutheran Church in Eugene this Saturday evening, May 10th, with Springtime in Paris. Well, those two compositions were both by the best-known composer of the era, Anonymous, right?
Yes.
And the third composition, which we'll get into in just a moment here, was by another man who was quite instrumental and no longer remains anonymous. Talk about him for a moment.
Yes, that's Guillaume de Machaut. Perhaps we should call him the non-anonymous, because whereas just about all the composers of the century whose name we know have really only a few pieces preserved today in manuscripts, Machaut left behind hundreds of pieces, and he was in the position of preparing large manuscripts of his works that were copied and written during his lifetime. So we have a lot of music by him. He's a very important poet and composer.
Let's get into one of those songs.
Yes, this is another dance style song. Another love text, Moi Je Suis.
Vox Resonant live in the KLCC studios, live Saturday evening at Central Lutheran Church in Eugene. Vox Resonant live in the Selco Performance Hall of the KLCC Studios, presenting Springtime in Paris on Saturday in the Central Lutheran Church in Eugene. The ensemble in the studios today includes Eric Menzel, the director, also vocalist Heather Holmquist, Emily Hopkins, and Ryan Dixon, instrumentalist David Rogers on lute, Laura Czar on harp, and Adam Dunson on percussion. Tickets for this Saturday show at the door. More information on Vox Resonant's Facebook page or at voxresonant.com. Thanks to Denny Kahn and Michael Canning on sound today. Thank you all so much for coming in.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.